SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
तपाईं SBS नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
अस्ट्रेलियामा देशव्यापी रूपमा घरेलु हिंसाका दरको बारेमा चर्चा भइरहेको समयमा राज्य तथा प्रदेशका सरकारहरू यसको रोकथामका लागि समर्थन र आर्थिक सहयोग जुटाउन लागि परेका छन्। जमानत सम्बन्धी कानूनमा सुधार, घरबार विहीनताको रोकथाम र घरेलु हिंसा भोगेका मानिसहरूलाई सहयोग प्रदान गर्नु न्यू साउथ वेल्स सरकारले 23 करोड़ डलरको योजनाका प्रमुख लक्ष्यहरू लिएको छ। सुनौ यो विस्तृत रिपोर्टमा।
अस्ट्रेलियामा 4 मध्ये 1 जना महिलाले र 8 मध्ये 1 जना पुरूषले 15 वर्षको उमेरदेखि आफ्नो नजिकी पार्टनरबाट वा घरेलु हिंसा भोगेका हुन्छन्। घरेलु तथा पारिवारिक हिंसालाई अब प्रधानमन्त्रीले राष्ट्रिय संकटको संज्ञा दिएका छन्। तत्कालीन कदम चाल्ने दबाव देशभरका राज्य र प्रदेशका प्रमुखहरूमाथि रहेको छ र यही समयमा न्यू साउथ वेल्सका प्रिमियर क्रिस मिन्सले घरेलु हिंसाको रोकथाम र सहयोग सेवाका लागि एक नयाँ योजना सार्वजनिक गरेका छन् र यो सहयोग पहिले नै नल्याइएकोमा उनले माफी माग्दै भने,
"Today the government's announcing a $230 million package for domestic family and sexual violence in our community, but I need to say that this is not a day of joy or boasting from the New South Wales government. This package is being demanded by the victims and survivors of domestic, family and sexual violence in New South Wales. It's a recognition that the state needs to do more and that something needs to change. I'm truly sorry that these reforms are being announced today and not earlier than today. And the bottom line here is that all governments need to do better, and that includes my government in New South Wales."
उक्त योजनालाई 6 वटा मुख्य भागमा विभाजन गरिनेछ। संकटका समय पीड़ितहरूका लागि न्याय प्रणालीमा सुधार, प्रारम्भिक हस्तक्षेप, प्राथमिक रोकथाम, सुदृढीकरण र अनुसन्धान। न्यू साउथ वेल्सका लागि आवास र घरबार विहीनताकी मन्त्री रोज ज्याक्सन भन्छन्, सरकारले यी परिवर्तनहरू लागू गर्ने जिम्मेवारी पनि स्वीकार्नुपर्छ।
This is not a ticker box from the New South Wales government. This is not flash in the pan. This is not thought bubble stuff. This is deeply considered work that we have been doing with the sector and are choosing this moment to step out as change makers, step forward, accept our responsibility to do more and start the work of laying out the full suite of responses. Look, as the Premier said, it was enough when Danielle Finlay-Jones died. It was enough when Lily James died. It was enough when any one of the scores of women who have died at the hands of male violence over the past years for governments to step up and do more. And we acknowledge and apologise that governments have been too slow off the mark.
संकटको समयका लागि रहेका सहयोग सेवालाई विस्तार गर्ने क्रममा राज्य सरकारले 4 करोड़ 80 लाख डलर निर्धारण गरेको छ। यसको प्रयोग स्टे होम लिभिङ भायोलेन्स प्रोग्राम र इन्टिग्रेटेड डोमेस्टिक एण्ड भायोलेन्स सर्भिसका लागि गरिनेछ र यी कार्यक्रमहरूले घरेलु हिंसाको वातावरणबाट निस्कने महिलाहरूलाई आफ्नो घरमा सुरक्षित रहन र कानूनी मुद्दाको व्यवस्थापन गर्न सहयोग गर्दछन्। अस्ट्रेलियन इन्स्टिच्युट अफ हेल्थ एण्ड वेलफेयरको तथ्याङ्कले देखाएको छ कि पछिल्लो आर्थिक वर्षमा घरेलु तथा पारिवारिक हिंसाबाट प्रभावित भएका करिब 38,000 महिला र बालबालिकाले आवास सहायता मागेका थिए, तर तीमध्ये केवल 3.7% मात्र लामो समयसम्म बस्न मिल्ने ठाउँ पाएका थिए। राज्यले शुरूमा स्टे होम लिभिङ भायोलेन्स प्याकेजमा ध्यान दिनुपर्ने मन्त्री ज्याक्सनको भनाइ छ।
That package at its core says to women, you shouldn't have to be the ones to leave the family home. You shouldn't have to be the ones to take your kids, relocate them, get them settled in new schools, find new employment opportunities, make new connections. The core of that strategy is to try and ensure that where possible and where safe, the woman is the one, the victim is the one who can stay in the home, and it's the perpetrator who has to leave and find somewhere else to stay.
स्टेइङ होम लिभिङ भायोलेन्स सेवा हाल न्यू साउथ वेल्सका केही ठाउँहरूमा मात्र उपलब्ध छ र यसको सञ्चालन बेनेभोलेन्ट सोसाइटी नामक गैर नाफामूलक संस्थाले गर्दै आएको छ। यस कार्यक्रमको प्रमुख उद्देश्य हिंसा गर्ने व्यक्तिलाई घरबाट निकाल्ने भए तापनि कतिपय समयमा पीड़ितहरू अलगिएर बस्न सक्ने अवस्थामा हुँदैनन् वा अलगिएर बस्न चाहँदैनन्। यो सेवाले महिलाहरूलाई फेरि हिंसा भएको खण्डमा के गर्ने भनेर सिकाउने बेनेभोलेन्ट सोसाइटीकी प्रमुख कार्यकारी अधिकृत लिन ह्याटफिल्ड डोड्जले बताइन्।
We provide them with technology and social and clinical supports to stay at home, to make sure that they're safe, to make sure that if aggression starts or violence is starting, they're able to let people know quickly. So it's having those fast loops, but more than that, it's actually about working with women and their children to make sure that they're stabilised and that the women can get the support they need and the counselling they need. To feel strong in themselves and to be able to stay home and to feel safe in their home.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
त्यस्तै जमानत सम्बन्धी कानून र न्याय प्रणालीमा सुधारका लागि 4,50,00,000 छुटाइएको छ र त्यसबारे विस्तृत जानकारी आउँदा हप्तामा दिइनेछ। न्याय प्रणालीमा घरेलु हिंसा सहयोग प्रदान गर्ने विशेषज्ञहरूका लागि $2,40,00,000, घरेलु हिंसाबाट भएका मृत्युहरूको समीक्षा र जोखिम अनुसन्धान गर्ने टोलीका लागि $20,00,000 र हिरासतमा रहेका अपराधीहरूका सुधारात्मक सेवाका लागि $21,00,000 तोकिएको छ। न्याय प्रणाली सम्बन्धी विवरणहरू सरकारले अझै सार्वजनिक गर्न बाँकी रहेको प्रिमियर मिन्सको भनाइ छ।
So it needs to be done in coalition, if you like, with an increase in the funding package. But I didn't want to wait, have this money quarantined or set aside while we're developing the complex criminal justice response, other than to say today that there will be and there needs to be a criminal justice response to the scourge of domestic and family violence in New South Wales. And in particular, that focus will be on bail.
प्रारम्भिक हस्तक्षेपको सन्दर्भमा भने सहयोग सेवा दिने विशेषज्ञका लागि थप आर्थिक सहयोग दिइनेछ। यसमा आफ्नो घर छोडेर आमासँग आवासमा जाने अवस्थामा रहेका बालबालिका, तिनको शिक्षा र मानसिक स्वास्थ्यदेखि घरेलु हिंसा सम्बन्धी हेल्पलाइनहरू पर्दछन्। हिंसा हुनुभन्दा अगाडि नै त्यसको रोकथाम गर्न सकिने र त्यसमा पनि ध्यान केन्द्रित गर्न चाहेको प्रिमियर मिन्सले बताए। यी योजनाहरूले हिंसा शुरू हुनु अघि रोकथाम गर्न मदत गर्ने न्यू साउथ वेल्सकी महिला मन्त्री र घरेलु हिंसा तथा यौन दुर्व्यवहार रोकथाम मन्त्री जोडी ह्यारिसन बताउँछिन्।
It provides the state's first dedicated primary prevention strategy for domestic, family and sexual violence. That's a strategy that's been worked up with more than 100 councils across the state. It's a strategy that's been worked up with key stakeholders in the state. And it's a strategy that's been developed with people with lived experience of domestic and family violence.
मन्त्री रोज ज्याक्सन भन्छिन् कि रोकथाम गर्ने तरिकाहरूको बारेमा विद्यालयमा सिकाइनु आवश्यक छ।
I had a meeting with the Youth Affairs Committee yesterday, which is the group of young people who across New South Wales government express the voices of youth into our policy decision making. This, of course, was top of the agenda for them. They talked about the gaps in school. They talked about the fact that in recent times there had been a little bit more in terms of consent dialogue in the classroom, but really when it came to harassment, when it came to violence, when it came to intimate family relations, that was a real gap for them, and they weren't seeing those conversations in the classroom. They were really clear to me, government, don't come up with a program that's cringy and written by adults and bring it into schools and expect that to make a difference.
र एसपीएस न्यूजका लागि सिडनी ल्याङद्वारा तयार पारिएको रिपोर्ट एसपीएस नेपालीका लागि सुन्नुभयो सहकर्मी दिनेता रिसालको आवाजमा। र अब तपाईँलाई अथवा तपाईँले चिनेको कोही व्यक्तिलाई पनि घरेलु तथा पारिवारिक हिंसा वा यौन हिंसा सम्बन्धी सहायता चाहिएको छ भने 1800 respectलाई 1800 737 732 फोन गर्नुहोस् वा www.1800respect.org.au मा जानुहोस्। मेन्स रेफरल सर्भिसको लागि लागि 1300-766-4991 मा सम्पर्क गर्नुहोस्। आपतकालीन अवस्थामा भने 000 मा फोन गर्नुहोस्।
हाम्रा थप प्रस्तुतिहरू निशुल्क एसबीएस अडियो एप मार्फत पनि सुन्न सकिन्छ, जुन तपाईँले एप स्टोर वा गुगल प्लेबाट डाउनलोड गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ। र हामी युट्युबमा पनि उपलब्ध छौ। एसबीएस साउथ एसियनलाई खोजेर सब्स्क्राइब गर्नुहोस्।
यो जस्तै अन्य प्रस्तुति सुन्न चाहनुहुन्छ? एप्पल पोडकास्ट, गुगल पोडकास्ट, स्पोटिफाईमा हामीलाई खोज्नुहोस् वा तपाईँले पोडकास्ट सुन्ने अन्य सेवामा।